From the KRCU Newsroom, I'm Lindsay Grogene. The holidays can be a stressful time for many, but nothing quite matches the stress of returning a gift after Christmas. We sat down with Whitney Quick from the Better Business Bureau. She has a few tips that could help make your time in the return line a bit more bearable. So give me some tips from the Better Business Bureau for those who received unwanted gifts this year.
Time your returns to avoid hassles. The return lines the day after Christmas are going to be kind of crazy. So pick a time whenever the store is likely to be not crowded. Always be polite when talking to customer service agents. These people are dealing with a lot of stress over the next month or two. So you may be stressed, but make sure that you understand they are too.
All right. And so what about some tips for those buying for others?
So if you're not sure if the person that you're buying for will like the gift that you've bought them, make sure to ask the store about their return policy. Can a customer obtain a refund, a store credit, or exchange unwanted merchandise? How long is the period when returns are allowed? Some stores have extended periods, and some are, you know, within the next week or two. So make sure that you know when the item can be returned.
Let's see. So something a lot of shoppers may not realize, stores aren't legally required to accept items as a return.
That's right. Some stores provide returns while others only issue store credits. A few stores consider all the sales to be final, and seasonal stores may have limited hours after the holidays, making it awkward to return any unwanted items. So knowing your store policies and planning ahead can reduce stress of returning any gifts, and you'll help yourself by getting gift receipts if you find out how a store handles their returns. Make sure that, you know, if you're unsure about what you're giving, have a backup plan so you can make it as easy as possible for the gift receiver to either take it back or exchange it.
So any more notes for those shopping this season for their family and friends?
Make sure to ask about restocking fees. Some merchants charge a restocking fee or open box fee to return electronic products or large ticket items. And a restocking fee can be as high as 25% of the purchase price. Also, look for a posted return policy when shopping online. If returns are permitted, ask what procedures and timeframes need to be followed. Find out whether shipping fees are charged for returned items and whether shipping costs or restocking fees are deducted from the price of the items returned. And then make sure if you are returning something that you do it within a timely manner, because there are a lot of stores that were here yesterday that are no longer here today. Toys R Us, Kmart, Hastings, Borders. I was speaking with somebody the other day who said that he still had a Borders gift card in his wallet for $50. So take things back, use them timely, just to avoid any other hassle.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Whitney.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Whitney Quick from the Better Business Bureau about holiday gift returns. For KRCU, I'm Lindsay Grogene. To hear this story again, visit our website at krcu.org. Thank you.